Well, you can see the disappointment of the Gloucester fishermen, the excitement for the Lynn Classical Rams holding their helmets up, and congratulations to Coach Brian Vaughn and Lynn Classical in beating Gloucester by a score of 21-19. And let me go over the scoring here, Coach, very quickly. It was quarterback Ridley doing it all for the Lynn Classical Rams in the first half, being involved in all three first-half touchdowns. And it looked like a runaway for Lynn Classical as they opened up the scoring with a pass to Butler from 44 yards out, 2:24 left to play first half, 7-0 Lynn Classical. And then Ridley comes back with a four-yard touchdown run for the Lynn Classical Rams with 5:04 left to go in the first half, and it's 14-0 before Ridley then tosses a 26-yard touchdown pass, or 36-yard touchdown pass to Tyrese Joseph with 3:21 left to go in the first half, 21-0 Lynn Classical. Keith Ridley doing it all, being involved in all three touchdowns. And at that point, at a half, Lynn Classical had 146 yards of offense, and Gloucester had a total of 9. Looked like total domination and a runaway for Lynn Classical. Completely different second half as Gloucester scored on its first three possessions of the second half. 6 plays, 63 yards. Peña Ortiz from 26 yards out. 7:14 left to go third quarter. 21-7, Lynn Classical. Argentino, a 1-yard run, finishing a 10-play, 71-yard touchdown drive with a minute and 1 second left in the third quarter. It's 21-13. And then the final play, the final touchdown for Gloucester came Matt Smith, 35 yards away, and that cut the lead to 21-19, but the Rams stopped Gloucester on the two-point conversion, and that is the difference in the game. And that touchdown came with 6:23 left to go in the ball game. Total yards, 228 for Gloucester, 179 for Lynn Classical, but the Rams win it, and congratulations once again to Brian Vaughn. Great high school game, Paul, and it lives up to Classical Gloucester.
Right. It's been this way for, I think, about 20 years now, that they've just really got your money's worth watching the two teams compete. But, couple of key plays. I think with that penalty that gave Gloucester a first down was critical for Classical. And then the other one was the two-point play where there was a mix-up in the backfield because they've been running that play consistently well, and it looked like they had everybody out there, but the back went the wrong way, and it was a tough one. But you got to give Gloucester credit for coming back. I know they're disappointed because it looked like they had all the momentum switched back in their direction.
What does this do, Coach, for the league, I think, for these two schools to compete this way and, for Gloucester to have such a comeback against Classical, but Classical, dominating and holding on and coming up with that big defensive sack there at the end.
Right.
It looks like these two schools could do something in the playoffs down the road.
Yeah, they look like two pretty good football teams. And, we're kind of stuck in this cell here of this. We don't know what Melrose is like, and we don't know what Wakefield's like. You're not playing them, right? In the past, they've been on the schedule, but they look like two pretty good representative teams. I will say that Gloucester's passing attack, you have to practice pass blocking live, and they've got to do that. And maybe they are doing it, but I'm just saying that, and you've got to leave another receiver in and take your chances with just sending two out because Matt Smith just had so many sacks and lost so many yards, and it wasn't really his fault. They were right on top of him. They've got to get their passing attack going a little bit better, but they certainly can run the ball.
Great, great game tonight. 21-19, Lynn Classical beating Gloucester. That'll do it from here. For Paul Ingram, our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our streamographer, Jason Fazina, I'm Rick Moore. This is MSONewsports.com.